listening to Jay and Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend.
Yes, sir. We are back. We are back. Mother freaking back. We'll get demonetized. But yeah, we're back. It's the Gentile Podcast with your boy Mike J. I got Trav. I got Marissa. Groovy Drew's not with us right now. And today is the first episode of 2024. I'm sorry for keeping y'all. You know, we had things to do. We had to go back in the lab. We had to go do some shit. You know, elevate. You know what I'm saying? Recuperate. You get what I'm saying? And you know, we're going to give y'all a little holiday recap. We're going to go down what we're going to do for our goals and stuff, financial-wise, mental health-wise, you know, financial, professional, and relationships. And you know, just letting y'all motherfuckers know that we back. And we ain't going to stop. Can't stop. Won't stop. We can't say that now because he done got in trouble since we was gone. But yeah, we back. How y'all been?
Great.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
All right.
What's up, Andrew?
Yeah. My government name.
Yeah, my bad.
Back in fashion and good form. How was the holidays for y'all?
Good.
Like
I got food poisoning.
Damn, you did get food poisoning.
Drew, are you on speakerphone?
I'm in the car.
Oh, okay.
My sister's not here, mom.
Oh.
Marissa! Yeah.
Yes, sir. The holidays were good. It was nice to relax and unwind. Get a little faded, x-rated, but hey, we back on it.
Baby, then x-rated.
A little bit TU. Too much information there, anybody?
During the holidays?
Yes, during the holidays. How was y'all holiday though?
I didn't do much. Oh, yeah. I just really chilled.
I'm asking other people, Andrew.
Sorry, Michael.
You're welcome. All right. You were saying?
I just said I didn't do much. I just really chilled.
Oh, okay.
Trav, how were your holidays?
It was pretty good.
What you do?
I work one day and I ain't do much though. Stuff for New Year's, I went out of town, you know what I'm saying? Enjoying life. You know.
Yeah.
Back you went out of town by yourself?
Nah.
Nah.
Nah, I ain't go out of town. So, but I ain't go out of town. I went to another town.
That's not out of town when you go to another town.
You're being vague, sir.
It went to pound town.
Nah. I didn't go there.
You took somebody to pound town.
You taking all this shit out, watch.
Nah, <that's good. laughs> I don't know if I'm taking nothing out.
Yeah, Trail done stopped taking stuff out. Even when I tell him to take stuff out, he don't
take no more.
I'm done telling him to take stuff out.
Yeah, I'm doing it live. Yeah, I had a great holidays. Had a couple for Drew Shelby, got sick, got food poisoned. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was working, though.
Well, that's good.
That's good. What y'all got planned for the New Year's? What y'all striving for this year?
Man, we're going to jump straight in like that.
I ain't know what to say. Well, I already said you got etiquette for damn. But, hold up. I dropped the phone, my bad.
Nervous, guys.
I just said I got X-rated, fading to X-rated. But I didn't know what to say, where to go into it. Hey, man, we've been wild gone for a while. So, yeah. Everything, a lot of been shit been going on, though.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I'm starting a conversation.
But now it's real shit. What y'all got going on this year, man? What y'all trying to do this year?
Well, first, we're trying to do a lot. So we always trying to do something. We always striving to be better. Shoot, and this involves a lot of things. It involves a lot. You know what I'm saying? It starts in four different areas. It's a variety of things.
What you got going on, Andrew?
It's true. But I'm trying to find a better career and try to hang on to this one. Try to know I'm on my last leg. try to do better on my finances and shit. And that's about get back in shape, get into the gym more often and better my health and all that good stuff. And pretty much all I got so far.
What about you, Marissa?
I'm always looking to grow career-wise, so I'm always looking for a job, whether I got a job or not. So stay applying for jobs, looking for jobs, and growing. I do want to do more of my finances. I randomly decided last week that I want to buy a house. So
okay.
Plan is to pay off my credit card because I got a card at the end of the beginning of December. So I was planning on getting one like first part of the year, like maybe in the spring of 2024, but life happened and I got one before the new year. But yeah, so want to keep saving, focusing on saving, managing money more, writing down what I need to spend, what I plan on spending. I feel like when you have a plan, regardless of what it is, it works out better. So money management is big because, yeah, I'm buying a house, I'm done paying rent.
That's what we're talking about. Hey, that's what we're talking about.
And I'm moving in.
Yeah.
You just gonna move in? That's it? Like, we ain't gonna talk about that? You just gonna move?
Respectfully. We'll talk about that one.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that one.
Hey, man, it's respectful.
Respectfully. But no, I'm just focusing on school. I'm gonna do school. Look for another career.
You started back school?
Yeah, I went to the WGU for cyber security. I'm going to go ahead and try to do my bachelor. Thank you. I'm going to try to get my bachelor's and master's and go find me another job. Sorry, we try to relocate. So, but everything's good.
Where are you trying to relocate to?
Anywhere. Texas, Virginia, wow. Anywhere.
This nigga said anywhere.
Anywhere. Anywhere but here now. I've been here too long. Sure, I would go to Iraq, but motherfuckers dying over there.
You would go here, bitch. Move to Iraq.
Yeah, I'm about to go to Iraq.
For what?
For a job.
Michael, you work in the IT field. You can work from home.
I could.
He need to get out.
He need to get out
and see life and experience, and you need to get away.
Yeah. And that's one thing too. I do want to like. You know, just go out and travel more and see what the world's for, you know. But yeah, I think everybody should try that.
Should have been gone.
I should have been gone.
You ain't got no kids. You ain't West Coast. Should have been gone. We ain't going to talk about that now, why you should have been gone.
Should I have been gone?
Yeah, you should have been gone.
And what time? Like what time
Mike,
point?
Mike, you should have been gone, Mike.
So,
there you go with the awkward silence. He know he should have been gone.
Yeah. It's about time to make that move, though. Everybody getting up in age. Yeah, I mean, it's a good year. Everybody's a clean slate. It shouldn't be like because it's January, everybody should just start over. Everybody should still pursue everything and just take risk in life and stop being scared of shit.
Yeah, a lot of risk. You gotta do what works for you. It works, you know what I'm saying? You gotta just don't be stagnant. It'll be, it ain't never wrong being patient, but it don't be stagnant. It keep trying to find, try to grow every day. Every day is room to grow. And in some parts of your life, in some parts of something you need, parts of life, anything, just find, make progress. You know, stay stuck and stay stagnant.
Yeah, I think. So what?
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying because a lot of, nowadays people are just, I think, afraid, and now you got to be like, you know, what's the worst that can happen?
I don't think people afraid. They just, you know, people don't learn. People that's doing it, like, you know what I'm saying, whether they successful or they fail, you got to take a chance of doing it. It's all about shoot. You can't be scared. Take a shot. Shoot. You might as well go on ahead and try. At least try. Don't just say, oh, can't get it. You can't get in your way. Shit, you gotta step around. You gotta make progress.
That's what I'm doing with these jobs. I'm getting turned down, but it ain't stopping.
Yeah, you gotta keep going. Try something new. Everything. Anything, just put effort in. You gotta put effort. Got to be applied to anything you want to do in life, in all areas. You put that effort in, shoot, it'll change just a little bit to a lot. It'll change where you're trying to go or what you're trying to do. Everything getting better. You put effort. So I would say effort. You know what I'm saying? Effort outweighs fear. Fear. You know what I'm saying? If you can place fear with effort, you'll do a lot better.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is true, buddy.
But are you listening?
I'm listening. We all listening.
He don't need to listen. He need to apply. Like,
but there's nothing wrong with being scared.
Yeah.
But don't let fear stop you from applying the effort like Charles did. And this ain't just directed at you. This is just in general. Like, what's the, like you said, what's the worst that can happen? You move and then it don't work out in a new city. So you move back or you move somewhere else. You got to be willing to take chances. Like Drew said, he applying for jobs and he getting turned down. Maybe those no's are happening for a reason because that yes is going to be exactly what he wants, so he won't be settling. Them no's probably ain't really where it's at anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It'd be a blessing in disguise. That would all take. You gotta take a chance. Shoot, never ain't gonna rather stuff falling in your lap. You got to take a chance.
Y'all always got OnlyFans to fall back on.
Who doing OnlyFans?
Huh?
Who doing OnlyFans?
I say y'all always got that to fall back on.
Everybody got that. You ain't gotta even be about sex. You just say, hey, find them on OnlyFans, you'll see what happens.
I'm talking about photography on mine.
Motherfucker's gonna be, what is this?
You paid for it. Now you gonna sit there and watch.
This is the camera.
Nah, keep going. Can't be scared. Can't be afraid to lose. I have a setback. Shit, that thing ain't gonna work all the time. Shit, and that thing gonna work if you don't try.
True, nothing will. Even though shit happens, it won't happen. And you got to forgive yourself sometimes about the mistakes you made in the past and just move on. And don't dwell on the past. Wow. Once you forgive yourself and just stop looking at the past and figuring out how to.
You got to look at the past is an experience. Past is an experience you learn from. It's a lesson you learn from. So it always just like, you know, just like. When you taking a test or you got you working on something new, you always go to a reference. The past is a reference. You go to that past and see, oh, so when I did this, it went wrong. When I did this, it went right. And you take that and apply it to the new, and that's how you make a forward step. Like you can't like you gotta be thankful for the fuck ups and the good times too, and what did work.
because it's always part of the blueprint. It's always a reference. You can always reference back to.
Yep. And just use the past as a learning experience. Like, with a test, when you fail on the test, you go back and look at the answers you got wrong and be like, dang,
I knew. Study them harder.
Yeah, like, you can't just, don't dwell in the past. If you keep living in the past and reflecting on the past, you can't move forward in the present or have a future because you're stuck in the past. You can't get back yesterday. You damn sure can't get back 2 years ago or weeks and months ago. So there is no need in like staying in the past. You can't grow when you staying stuck somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. I learned it. I learned it. Shoot, yeah, you just gotta get out. Fuck it. Like, hey, you gotta press forward. Like, you can't stuck. You know what I'm saying? Once you stuck, you gonna feel like everything crashed down on you. Sometimes ain't nothing wrong with a good change, and you can like you always develop good habits by doing. You can develop good habits just like you develop bad habits. Shoot, they start being the habit of doing stuff that's for progress. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shoot, you see, it easy to make good habits. Like, nobody want to be like stuck. Get this guy once you just. Step out the door. That's what I tell everybody. Let's step out the door sometime. Put 1 foot out the door. Shit. You got it, because you know what I'm saying? You can't be scared to take a, to do shit. Not, and go for your opportunity. Like, the world's bigger than what we see it around here. It's bigger. Like, no way to get those experiences. You got to go out and get it. Ain't cause speaking of us, ain't none of us got no kids except for Drew. Ain't none of us married. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing. Let's speak from all of us. Ain't nothing should be holding us back for doing what we want to do and doing what we should be doing in life.
And those are facts.
Yep.
Like how we always say you have to heal before being in a relationship. It ain't even about just the relationship part. Mm-hmm. You got to heal to be able to grow as an individual.
Yeah. Like we were plants grow. Dead.
Like, that whole past thing, like, you just really have to self-reflect and look at yourself and see what's wrong with yourself and work on self. Yeah. Self is always should be important. Self is number one priority. Like, shouldn't nobody come before you. Mm-mm. And somebody might say that's selfish, but especially when you don't have kids, you got to put you first. And then even when you got kids, for your kids to receive the best version of you, you got to be the best version of you. So you got to put yourself first. That's why people should work on themselves before having kids, but that don't always work out like that. But you can't be a depressed, down-ass person stuck in a fucked up situation expecting shit to get better and you ain't doing nothing to change it. And then if you got kids, they feel it. And then if you got a mate, oh, that's even worse because now they dealing with that shit or y'all two of a kind and both of y'all just end up sad, depressed, wallowing in self-pity, got all these damn issues because ain't nobody did the work on themselves yet.
Yeah, you got to grow just like a plant. Even for a plant to grow, like a tree to grow here, you got to cut those bad damn limbs off, whether anything. Everybody got something going on, but shoot, you either going to use it as a handicap or a stepping stone. It's just like, hey, what you gonna do? You gonna fold or you gonna hold? Everybody got an opportunity. Everybody got an opportunity to get what you want out of life. Everything is obtainable, but more time. So as long as you got, when the time you do got, just gotta make the best of it and do what you want to do and do what you think you meant, what your purpose of life is to attain. And I think that was everybody like, that was like when a new year starts, they'll give everybody a new opportunity to find their purpose or live in their purpose. You get a new opportunity, like, shoot, it's a new slate. Shoot, it don't take them 1 year to change your life. Shit, it don't take you 6 months, 6 good months. You can change your life. It depends on the person. Like, you got to want to do it.
And it's really not about the new year. My mama has always said, every day is the new day. But damn, how she used to say the shit? Every day is the new day for a new opportunity. So you can always grow. Like, you can't look at it as like the new year, or like how when people do diets and the diet fail, like, no, don't just stop. Start back over again the next day. You can keep starting over. There's nothing wrong with starting over.
Mm-mm, nothing at all.
They have options.
Definitely have options.
I talked to my dad because we brought up the military again. Because I told him there's no advancing at my job. He said, always have options. Sit down, write it down if you got to. Shit, because I'm looking at military. Y'all know about law enforcement. Yeah. Firemen. I ain't trying to do no. This time I really want to challenge myself and do something different. Because I get tired doing the same shit every day, watching other people and wiping their ass. I ain't no single day. So I know I could do more than that. I know I like photography, so I'm just trying to, like, you know, write down what I like, not what everybody else think I should do. Do like what you want to do. Write it down and just go for it.
Yeah.
Have a game plan.
Yeah, that's what they have a game plan. Like, and have those options. Because, shoot, you can always, like, this don't work, option A don't work, option B right here. Like, you don't want to just get stuck on one level. It's like playing a game. You don't want to just get stuck on one level.
Stay on one level. It's gonna be life passing you by, and you're gonna be 40 years old.
Shit, life passes you by when you hit. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, as a man, like they said, most men hit the clock between men hit the wall between 35 and 40. So shoot, you ain't even got the 40. You know what I'm saying? If you can just make up in your mind what you want to do and apply your living, your everyday living to it, you'll be all right. And identify what you want to do, and then start living towards that and making progress toward that. Like, one step at a time. Just make progress. Just don't get complacent with, like, shit.
Sometimes new opportunities in a whole different state or city. So,
yeah.
Don't settle. Like Mike used to tell me, don't settle.
Gotta be consistent and shit.
That's the key to life, right? Don't settle. There's a lot of shit in this world.
Yeah, because motherfucker, sometimes that all money ain't good money, and sometimes that job is stressful as fuck. You go find somewhere you can just be at peace and all that, because stress is killing people, and people don't even know that shit. So that's why you gotta have a good place where you got a good mental health and stuff, because nowadays people stress you out. Sometimes you just got to cut people off and just be like, fuck it, I can't even deal with the stress. Because if you're going into this new year stressed out over a lot of stuff, you just got to go ahead and evaluate the stuff and just let the stress go away.
Yeah, Madonna, I ain't shit. That's to do with the person too. You can't let nothing stress you. Yeah, you gotta eliminate anything that's cause you stress and disturb your peace and disturb your progress. You just cannot allow that to keep being around or allow that in you anyway. Like, shoot, I'm shit. You just gotta choose. Like, you gotta know. Like, oh, this ain't for me. This is too much on me and my well-being, my stress. Like you said, it's killing people. So you just gotta find out your stress. Like, everybody gonna take a stress test, or you can have your own stress test and see what caused you to stress and start eliminate those things, because, like, life is too short to be stressed out and uncomfortable and miserable every day. There's a whole big world out here to be living like that.
Yeah. It really is.
What's that deal? Just grab that motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's like, shit, life too short to be stressed out. Shoot. You want to go somewhere? Go somewhere. Everybody need them outlets and things they have to do to help themselves get in the best place they can be. Like, mm-hmm. No, that's the goal of life. Be the best person of you. Feel the best. Look the best. And just be the best person. Like, you don't like shit. Life too short to be stressed and not dealing with all that. I ain't really let no job. What happened at work, that shit stayed there.
Sometimes I can't talk on that, but I gotta let that shit out. But
it's okay to let it out, but don't let it just consume so much of you, because you do need to let it out, because holding stuff in is not healthy. But yeah, vent that shit out, but don't let what happened at work determine how the rest of your day gonna go or the rest of your night gonna go. You know, call somebody who's sick and they let me tell you motherfuckers on their job.
Like, fuck them and fuck them. Hey, at the end of the day, like I told somebody at their job, hey, that person's probably going through some shit. So misery needs company. You don't need to bring that shit into this household and just go about your day. Because at the end of the day, that job gonna be there. Your check gonna hit your direct deposit on Friday. So don't even worry about the shit.
I ain't thinking about you after that shit. So.
It really ain't.
Man, that shit. I promise you, that shit worked. It was exactly what it worked. What happens after? Why clocks out? This shit ain't got shit to do with me.
Yep. Fuck you. But thanks for the check. I'll see you Monday. But on the serious tip, I gotta ask y'all a question. How are y'all mental health doing?
Mine is great.
I know. You showing your teeth in every picture you take.
Lord, happy for you.
I am happy for you.
That man said, "I'm Abby." What about you, Andrew? Excuse me, Ruby Drew.
Oh, honestly, I'm good. I'm at the point where, like relationship wise, I feel like I need somebody, but I know I don't need nobody. It's just
session with Drew at work. Asking why you single, Drew?
Yeah, but I like when it comes to that, I'm just gonna let God handle it because it's better if it comes naturally. So that's why I'm trying to like worry about my career first more than anything. But besides that, I'm good. I'm seeing my daughter more. Me and her mom on good terms because before I came on, I realized like I couldn't make my visitation this month because, you know, price of tickets are too high. But we don't really argue about stuff like that now. Like, we're more compromised. So she was like, well, can you help me on this day and that? And I don't really have a lot of confrontation in my life anymore, so it was good. So, I'm good. I'm a little level-headed. I'm good.
That's good. I always be in a good place. Shit. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What'd you say?
I said, how's your mental health?
Oh, my mental health is good. Like, I don't let shit stress me. I realized I had anxiety, so I take the antidepressant that focuses on anxiety and depression. So don't shit bother me. This is the calmest I ever been in life.
Okay. That's good.
Yes, ma'am.
And I mean, like, and I was hesitant to try medication at first because, you know, we black folks don't believe in taking medicine for shit. But it was probably one of the best decisions I made. But I do plan on, like, even though I've done a lot of work by myself and I feel like I've resolved a lot of the issues I had, I still want to make a goal to get into therapy this year. So at least by the end of February, I'll have that lined up.
That's what I'm talking about. That's good. Yeah, what's up,
though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's good.
That's
good. So, I would say I am way better than I was 2 months ago after seeing that damn psychiatrist. So
did you? Are you continuing to see a psychiatrist, or you just went?
I gotta go see them on the 24th. I think the 24th.
Cause you sound down. Like your energy feels like it's just down. Like you sound weird.
I'm on the couch, laying down my bed, relaxing. but
the stuff that you're saying, you just sound like you down. So I guess the question to you is like, are you okay?
You
better than you were 2 months ago, but. I don't know how bad you were 2 months ago. You could have been bad, like very fucked up 2 months ago.
You could just be midway. Fucked up today. Yeah.
Oh no, it was just trying to figure out what is the next move. And then I just talked with my folks and everything. And I just told them I'm just gonna give it all I got. And I said, I'm gonna make this next year worth it. So that's why I went back to school. And turned after that, because after that job going to Iraq and the base blew up and shit, I was just like, damn. It was like, I said, what kind of doing? Am I going to be doing the same shit over and over, being on Fort Benning? Because I understand Fort Benning is a good place. I don't want to be here that long. I want to go out and just be in here, because I've been here since 1999. I was born here, but I've been here since 1999. And I feel like I was born here, but I'm saying I'm a military brat, and I came back in 1999.
But Michael, here's the thing with the field that you have experience in, and that you have, even though you just have an associate's degree, you have experience in IT. There's a whole world, not just going to a foreign country, where you could grow in IT. I know it's not all about money, but you can make a lot of money in IT doing absolutely nothing. You just have to search for the jobs.
I ain't gonna lie, that's what I'm doing now. But yeah,
well, I'm gonna give you this tidbit. I work for Wellstar. Wellstar has a lot of IT jobs online right now. And a lot of them out, they in different places. Like some of them on site, some of them are remote. Like look into different places with IT stuff. It don't even have to be a technology-based thing, because you got the experience to do great things career-wise.
Okay. Is that the link you sent in the
no, chat? No, that was something else.
Ah, okay. Can you send that link, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. But nah, for real though. I think it's one, I was just like, I was talking to my mom and all that, and I was just talking about like life and everything. And I said, I really need to go see a therapist and all that stuff, because there's a lot of unsettled stuff that it just like, some days I just feel like, how can I explain it? Like, I feel like not normal. And I think it's because of my diet, because I didn't change my diet and everything. Even if all this damn medicine, it's just like, I could take all this medicine and this shit ain't going to work out if I don't go to the gym. So that's why I've been going back to the gym and shit.
What is not normal, though? How does not normal feel?
It's just weird. I just don't feel like, how can I say it?
Mike, you gotta grab life by its balls, Mike.
You didn't even like
you got. I know, but listen to you. You just gotta go out here and get shit. There's no. Sometimes you can't let it come to you. You go. You get out there and go get it.
I know. Like,
I know you know it, but we trying to get to, you gotta apply it. She says a whole bunch of jobs out here, Mike. Go out. I don't give a damn if you sometimes you gotta just go up to a person, go up to a school, go up to a company. Just
or
go out here and get
Google it.
Hmm?
Or use Google.
Oh, I am using Google. I'm using all that. I never said I wasn't applying. What makes you think I wasn't applying for jobs?
It ain't violent. We said you gotta get out and get shit, Mike. Let's go out there and grab. Like you said, you say.
I'm not even talking about job. It's talking about
not just jobs. Trav
not just
jobs.
Life in general.
It is, I'm saying life in general. Bro, I just want to get healthy. That's all I care about. I don't care about shit else.
Yeah, get healthy. And
that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying.
Apply the same logic. Like going to the gym, like you know it, doing whatever you like. You still keto.
That's what I'm saying.
All that.
That's what I'm saying. Trav.
It sounds like you done lost your drive.
Yeah, okay. That was exactly sound like you unmotivated to do it.
No,
you,
yeah,
4 years ago, and you now, I know people change, but you sound like a completely different person.
I don't feel like myself. Now I look like all this shit fucked up.
You but gotta find you. That's the thing. She got.
You don't know who you are.
Yeah, man.
Look, Trav. I know you mean well, bro. You my brother and all that. You want me to see you do good. I understand it. You're going to be on my ass. You're going to hold me accountable. I appreciate you. I love you. I'm just letting you know there's some personal battles that I have to go through. There's some personal battles that I got to go through. And that's why I'm going back to the gym, because I feel better at the gym. My girlfriend
you
said I've
to
been
the gym at the weirdest times at night. I'm going to give you... And I know everybody's going to work different. But when I work out in the morning times, I have more energy to get through the day. Working out give me energy. I don't see how the hell you go to the gym at midnight and then go home and go to sleep.
That's how I do it back in the day, 4 years ago. That's how I lost all that weight. I just go at random times. Sometimes I can't sleep. I just go to the gym.
But have you ever tried like going in the morning, start your day like that, and go throughout the day, and then maybe you'll sleep better at night?
Nah. I done tipped that multiple times, and that shit has failed, but I'm going to start. When I don't have to do that, like, wake up at 4 and go do that. But, yeah, what I'm saying is to everybody, I done went through a lot of shit in my life. I ain't let none of that shit stop me.
This shit, nigga. This nigga like said this shit.
Can you let me fucking finish?
This man said this shit.
I said, all these years, I was saying, like, I'm a very resilient person. Like, I don't let shit hold me down. But it's like when you get spells and shit, it's like when you feel like sometimes you just have down spells, and that's why you got to go to a psychiatrist. And when my girlfriend told me, she said, I don't act like the same way no more, and that I used to be all, you know what I'm saying, just energetic and all this. It's like, what's wrong? I don't know. And just be like, work. Maybe I'm burned out from work. Or maybe I'm just not even, like, it's just something. But it's getting better, though, because I'm getting back into the groove. I'm about to move to a new place. I'm back in school. I'm passing all my damn tests and shit, so. I may stay down, but I'm still good. I'm still good. Yeah. Travis, I know you care about him. I love you, bro.
Yeah, you sound.
Nigga, you gonna tell me? You gonna say?
You ain't scientific, convinced. Hold on, let me finish. You don't sound convinced at all.
I don't sound convinced at all.
Yeah, I love you too, but you ain't sound convinced at all. But like, you know what I'm saying? The thing is, less talking and more doing. We can. We all over here can talk a good game. What it's all about, the progress. You know what I'm saying? So you say you back in gym, all that. It's about the progress, not just the anybody talk good game.
Uh-huh.
You want to see progress, like shit. Progress is what gonna show, like, you know what I'm saying? And not just the shit. I can say I want $1 million, but I ain't making no step to get it. It's just talk.
Exactly.
So shit, you gonna see. Not saying you ain't gonna do it, you gonna see.
I know you're gonna say it.
And he may need some accountability partners, so y'all help hold y'all friend accountable.
They do. Especially Andrew.
Yeah, and you heard it here, ladies and gentlemen.
Except for that one night.
What? All right.
Well, your fault then, mate.
And morning.
Yeah, I froze.
You want to bring up bullshit? Let's go.
I'm at the gym. Oh, I said what? Fuck it, let's get it. But nah, either way, I feel better. I'm glad I went to that psychiatrist though.
That's good. Continue to go.
So we good. It's gotta be. Better than it was last year, though.
And your energy problems, I feel like it's a mental thing, as well as the medications and your diet.
Oh, yes, diet.
Probably trying to do too much.
You say what?
Probably trying to do too much.
I do that a lot.
You can't do everything. You ain't Superman, shit.
You know that. I know.
Do you? Mike, don't say that shit no more.
I said that because I was just gonna piss you off. I was like, let me piss off trap for a minute. But now you serious though. Yeah, I can't do it all. I just gotta do what I can.
You're playing too many roles, man.
Yeah, you can only be Michael and do what you can do.
Mm-hmm. And prioritize what's important. Yeah. And you should definitely be at the top of that list.
Yeah.
Not your job, not the damn dog, you.
You got a dog?
No,
I ain't got no damn dog.
Oh.
Yeah, you gotta be you, cause shoot, if you can't take care of you, shoot, you know what I'm saying? Who is gonna do it? And like, what gonna What's gonna happen when you ain't here? Like, something happened to you. You gotta put, you know, like they say, you gotta put yourself at the top of the list.
Motherfucker.
It's the, you gotta live life. Life. This is life. Shit, you might be 35 years old. This shit, Mike.
Remember that video I sent you, Mike? Oh, yeah, now he deaf.
I'm saying, Mike. What video? Can you hear me?
Nah, no. It wasn't saying come to.
You need to diversify your bonds, nigga. You need to diversify your bonds, nigga. This is real fucking life. Protect your goddamn neck.
Yeah. So you said let Bernie, we said, look, it would work. Let Bernie tell you that.
Yeah, Bernie get on your ass. He'll have grabbed you by your collar and got in your face.
No, but
y'all.
Yeah. It's all good, but it's gonna be better though.
It is better. You know what I mean? We climb.
You are what you think. You are what you say. You can't wake up and say, oh, I hope today's better than yesterday. No, you got to wake up and say today's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
You sound drained. I don't know if you laying down on top of your head or what, but you sound drained. You sound drained.
You need to treat the day like it's pinky and you in the room with her, you about to fuck.
No, you shouldn't say
that's the only woman I know that motivate him.
Get him out. You gotta say the old one though, not the new
people. Yeah, the old one.
Old shit. Both. Anyway, yeah.
Like Sean, you hear me? Did you hear us?
I think
you're
about tired of his ass, ain't you?
Yo, shitting ass motherfucker. But anyway.
That was my mental health. That's my other thing, but everything is gravy though.
Neat. You know you talk to us outside of here.
Nigga, you see
right, that gym. Do I sign? Okay.
So what?
Drew, you see me at the gym doing my workouts and all that shit. And we be talking.
What that mean?
Nigga, what the fuck you mean? How do I look like depressed when you see me?
I don't know.
Depressed doesn't always have a look.
Nah, that Mike, we work.
People that present as happy are depressed. When is this saying you're depressed? I'm just saying.
We working mental health, Mike. You know, we pretty much know that. Health, depression is not a look. It's not a person look happy here. Look at Robin Williams. He was a comedian, happy, and always smiling. What ain't no happening there? Anybody who traveling the world, what his name was?
Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah. Depression is not a look. You can look happy and not feel it.
I when we go into the parking lot, I ask you, are you good? You're like, yeah, I'm good.
I'm good.
You take a deep breath.
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
That's, I'm going by what you tell me.
No, okay.
Oh.
This isn't a beat up on Michael episode. We're just trying to help you. We can retry this again.
This episode? Dang, shit. This is content.
I think content is real life.
Yeah, they're real shit.
But at the same time, I mean, it's just me. I just want to be healthy. That's all.
And ain't nothing wrong with being healthy. You can't.
No. I'm just saying that's it. No, what I'm saying is that's the only thing that I just want to be healthy. That's all, and that's why I'm working on this shit.
Well, you know, you got a step, you got a plan. We just said, early in the episode, put the plan in place, have options, and move forward every day. You should have made you a vision board. Like you should make you need something visual to look at to get you motivated every day and have steps to take.
Yeah.
Every day is a new day for a new beginning.
Mm-hmm. It is. I ain't at the depressing point. I'm just
not motivated. I think the fact that you want to be healthy, you trying to do so much to get there, the things you're doing, they're not bad things, you know, like talking to a therapist, going to the gym, trying to look for a new job, trying to work on your diet, but you got to find balance.
Yeah.
So with making a plan, you can't just make it in your head. You got to write it down, write the vision, make the plan. And don't overdo it. You know, I don't know how often you go to the gym, but you know, you can, you got to have a rest day. And meal prepping is like, I think is one of the best things to do when you're trying to get a better diet and eat healthy. Because you know, you plan it out. That's another part of planning. You know what you're going to eat. When you have to sit and think, oh, what healthy item am I going to eat today? And then you somewhere, you ain't got no lunch, and then it ain't nothing around you that's healthy. It's hard to do. And that just ain't for you. That's the tidbit for anybody that's trying to.
But no, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, shit for everybody. Right. Like, anybody listen to this, take something for it and apply it to themselves, apply it to their life. But let's just like I said, write it down. You need to see it visually. Where is the sign of what you're trying to do? Just write it down. Whatever, that's going to be the first thing you see. You need to see it at some point before you walk out the door, and at some point when you walk back in the door.
Write it on your mirror. Get some lipstick and write it on the mirror.
I ain't doing that, but
why? It'll come off. I'm playing that right
now. No, we got a board. We wrote on it. Me and my girl wrote on it.
Buy you a dry erase board.
You need your personal vision board. It's okay if y'all do one together, but you need your personal vision board. Cause your vision sometimes always ain't gonna be your
main vision. It's not gonna align with your personal.
Yeah.
Personal vision goals and your health goals and your mental health goals aren't the same as the person that you're in a relationship with. They shouldn't be. I don't think they should be, but what do I know? I ain't in a relationship.
Oh my God. No, I'm saying, I get what y'all saying, that she has her own thing she needs to do, and I got my own thing, which is true. And that's why, whatever support she needs from me, I support her, and she supports me. I'm just trying to be healthy so I can be the better version of myself. That's the whole thing. Everything else from this job is amazing. This is the easiest fucking job ever. This fucking money, and then
you said you'd be tired.
I'm saying, because I'm trying to be healthy. Huh? You said what?
You said it's the easiest job, then why you tired?
Because, nigga, my energy. You don't get it. Shit be.
Have you
me
had
down.
Your B12 levels checked?
Yeah, your testosterone checked again, Mike.
No, my testosterone shrank. It went up. My testosterone shrank all my levels. It's just like I'm not motivated. That's why I said I got to see
a doctor that you ain't got no energy.
No, I'm just saying. I think, I don't know, I got a chemical imbalance in my brain or something. That's what I'm saying. It's a mental thing.
Something going on, Mike. That don't, cause you said job great, everything great, but you don't feel motivated. You said you feel tired and you don't feel motivated.
For one, you ain't getting no sleep. You at the gym at 12 o'clock at night and then gotta be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I only did that about 2 times though. Usually if I go to the gym it'd be around 9 or 8. So but I get what you're saying though. I gotta just do it, but I'm getting better. I'm just tired. But I think it's a chemical getting balanced, so once I go see the psychiatrist, they're gonna figure out what the fuck going on.
You need to have some blood work, dude, because you might be vitamin D deficient or have a B12 deficiency too. Do you take vitamins?
Yeah, I take the vitamin D and everything.
Yeah, you need to have some blood work, dude, because get on a regular sleep pattern too.
Yep.
And I ain't adding up, though. It's an easy job and stuff. If you still be tired and not motivated, it's something else going on with that.
Depression makes you tired. I'm not saying.
And that's why I'm just finna say that way it sounds like.
That's
exactly what it sounds like.
It makes you tired. I
take antidepressants.
I know, but you like that. That's exactly what it sounds like. Cause that's all you what's called. That's the key signs of depression.
May need to be changed.
Yeah, either they need to be stronger or weakened, cause something ain't going right with it. But you still
or
feel like that.
Your body has gotten immune to the antidepressant.
Mike, you just need to get you
alone.
Take you a trip somewhere about a week.
They don't work.
And clear your mind. You need to get away.
That what she told me. She said, "We just need to get away. I just want you to go back to your old self." I said, "I know.
Go by yourself.
Why go by myself?
You need my this a West call or this a U trip to find you, get motivated. You might see some shit Like, damn, this, I remember this, goddamn, when I went West Coast, inspired something back then. Like, you know how to be unbowed, you should go on those journeys in the wilderness trying to find themselves, and that's what you need to do.
I'm going to the beach.
Shit, ain't necessarily going to a beach. That'll be cool. You know what I'm saying? They go, like, you might go to a city and see some shit, go to hell, you got your passport, go to Japan, some shit. See some anime shit that might inspire you.
It
could
be better though.
Nope. Hey, you tired? Nah, it ain't even 8 o'clock.
Anywhere. You can go get a hotel room. Go run a cab.
Yeah.
Go take a drive.
You see anything like that for real? That might help your mood, help you get back. Like, shit. You sound like you're tired right now. It's 7:30.
You sound disturbed, sir.
Yeah, I am. I'm real concerned, to be honest.
I'm good, man. For real, I'm good. If I told you, I done came to y'all in serious situations and told y'all all the stuff. So if there was something serious wrong with me, I'll tell you. I'll just let y'all know what the mental health was. I appreciate your pointers, though. I love y'all.
Love yourself first.
Fuck you too.
That probably was not supposed to be as funny as it was. I don't think it was supposed to be funny at all, Drew.
I want y'all be y'all back in here.
You have a lot laughing in this episode. Yeah, serious episode, man. Ain't up to much kind of laugh. Laugh is good for the soul and the mind.
We're gonna call this the
We're gonna call this effort. This name of the episode gonna be effort.
Yeah.
Boy, you this dry ass shit you doing.
You make you give Marissa out of care. I ain't never heard. She sounded like a slave on the boy.
I ain't heard say that, but I was pissed off one day.
Lord have mercy.
You going to jail tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to jail tonight.
You talk to your daddy.
You can talk to whoever. They know.
Okay.
I just said, okay.
But if you want to work out early in the morning, let me know. I'll attempt to get up. Now I am.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is so nice.
You know, he's such a good guy.
And I don't.
I know.
I want to work out early in the morning, Drew.
Hey, bring your ass home.
Are you going to be up?
What time would you be? I got to be up. Are you lying? No.
Yeah, not tomorrow morning.
We'll start with a weekend then. Yeah.
Crunch.
I want to go on a damn crunch.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
You going to the gym, Drew?
Well, I did just eat McDonald's because I ain't have lunch today.
Ew. Right.
That's a no. That's a no. All right.
Hey, the light meal. I can still go.
Okay.
Well, y'all have a good workout. This has been an interesting episode. Happy New Year.
We put it all on the tape. We're going to let y'all know that everything is going to be all right. But we're just going to show you that life is real and it's raw. And this is the rawest podcast in America. It's been the Gentile Podcast. And I want y'all to take it easy, all right?
We want you to take it easy too.
Because I don't think Drew was as raw as he wanted to be.
I need to stop.
It just comes out.
This whole episode, we just did a Michael episode. I guess every time we record, we're going to do an episode about each one of us.
I guess. See, so, damn.